Good morning. A Thursday morning and a snowy Thursday morning at that. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the snowfall accumulations anywhere from 1 to 14 inches of snow and more to the south and east and less to the north and west. But snow heavy at times today. It's coming down now. And we're looking at a day when not only have they canceled all the schools in New York City, but schools around the region certainly in anticipation of this storm doing the same.
Well, David, this is one of those days you don't really want to be a weatherman, because if you get it right, terrific. If you get it wrong, people don't forget it. You know, people make extraordinary plans. I think a lot of people forget that if you have a school-age child and the school bus picks that child up every day and takes them to school, it's part of your daily life. But there does come a point when something like this comes on and a working parent has to figure out, or two working parents or a single working parent has to figure out who's going to take care of the kid. And that creates havoc in a family life. Sometimes you have to find money in order to pay somebody to do that. And in the end, this is a real trauma for many people, and we tend to forget that. But we do it as a society. We have made our provisions. We know how to do it. It hurts sometimes, but if the weatherman gets it wrong... I was watching a Warren Buffett documentary. It's been around for a while. It's just a magnificent piece of work. And the whole idea was that some people can throw darts at a list of stocks and do as well as the professional analysts can. And you wonder if that isn't also the case with some of the predictions. We just don't know. But hats off to our wonderful colleagues in the weather predicting business, because this is their day to either shine or fall.
Either way, take it slow. It's not worth it. Life can become real short if you're not careful. Now to the news of the day, Alan, and from the New York Times, the Supreme Court pick, Neil Gorsuch, calls Trump critique of federal court demoralizing.
Well, yes, as Trump attacks the, quote, so-called judges or judiciary and talks about how they don't care and they don't care about people's safety and the rest, his own pick for the Supreme Court, Gorsuch, says it's demoralizing. Now, on the one hand, because, you know, you never know about motives here. On the one hand, it endears him to a lot of the people who are not friends of Trump. Now, on the other hand, it could be a brilliant strategy, couldn't it, to sort of get over. I mean, he's the nominee. He's been nominated. It shows a certain amount of independence, and people are going to open their eyes and say, hey, isn't that great? You take your pick. I'd like to believe he's doing it just because he thinks it's the right thing to do.
While he was expressing his opinion, we're hearing from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Alan, that his colleagues and he are quite satisfied with the president's team so far.
Well, sure. You know, what's he going to say? But this is a McConnell who is under fierce attack because of the way he treated my senator, Elizabeth Warren. It was disgusting. And the fact that they warned her, look, this is playing right into the hands of every single woman who has been treated this way in their lives or not even perceived to be treated that way. Other men were allowed to get up and give the same speech without invoking that Rule 19, and it is a disgrace that we believe in a First Amendment, but in the United States Senate, that's the Senate, which was established so that there could be a free exchange of ideas, and that's the whole idea behind the filibuster. It is unbelievable that they would turn around and say, you're not allowed to speak, and then to allow others to speak too. That's disgusting.
A 52-47 vote yesterday ended a racially charged battle over Senator Jeff Sessions as he was confirmed as Attorney General. And the debate, of course,
as you were just talking about,
dominated by the Senate's formal rebuke of Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
You know, David, I think there are a lot of people who truly believe that Sessions is the most dangerous of these picks. Because after all, we're talking about the FBI, we're talking about the internal policing structure in this country. We're talking about a man who, as Coretta Scott King pointed out in that letter that Elizabeth Warren was reading, is a guy who has a history of racist actions. So if that is the case, this is a very difficult pick. Look, if this country is to go towards the fascist model that some people are afraid it will, it's obvious that this is going to be the guy who is in charge of doing that. We all lived through J. Edgar Hoover, or many of us did anyway, and we know what that can look like when they follow the political enemies around and follow their love life and put tape recorders under their beds. And if that happens here, this country is in for a rough time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.